$15 bill.
Yep, for the tripod. For the tripod.
The tripod, which we are using right now.
Excellent. Now, if you're an avid true anime fan...
Wait, are we rolling?
Yes.
Oh, you may have noticed we have new thumbnails for most of our episodes, and that's because we're becoming more official.
Yes, we're taking the channel more seriously, with better-looking thumbnails. Because we desperately need them.
This is what Yusuke does all the time? He's always doing that?
Yeah, persona. Well, guys, welcome back to another episode. Back.
This is episode 37?
Yep.
Okay, next episode's kind of our anniversary episode.
How come?
Because we started this back in February of 21. Right? Or is our anniversary episode with Alex?
We started this in February of 22.
Or...
We started this last...
Oh, yeah, okay, so it's our anniversary with Alex, and it's 30 episodes
since episode 8 what came out in, like, February.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about
last time. So, like, in a year's time, we've done, like, 30 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
In a year's time, which I'd say is pretty good, because 52 weeks out of a year, and, like, we were pretty busy.
52. It should be 52.
Yeah, it should be, guys.
Misfits can do it.
Well, hey, I wanted to record in Phoenix, but this guy didn't, so...
They did do it.
Didn't they stop, though?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
Come back. But yeah, next episode's gonna be 38. So, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, guys.
All these episodes are scripted. We already have the name.
Mm-hmm. There's just TV rolling the script right behind you guys.
Jerry,
just like the NFL games.
Picking us through the
news.
Yep.
Part of the
just like the world. The world's scripted.
The politics.
The world.
Kanye's downfall with his anti-Semitic remarks was all scripted. It's all a bit. He's actually just fine.
I was watching The Watchmen.
It's all a joke.
It's all a goddamn joke.
I love The Watchmen.
I've never seen The Watchmen.
I've never seen it.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one.
I'm pretty sure. Didn't they remake? There's like a reboot. There's like a show going on recently.
It's like a sequel show.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right, I forgot about that.
Because where I'm at in the TMG podcast, which is like 2019, they're talking about it, like just coming out.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't heard anything about it, though. I heard it was good.
So it came out like a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when it first got announced. Well, Adamane, I'm recovering from being a little sick, but we're all good. I'm just a little congested. You can maybe tell my voice. This week was pretty meh, I guess.
I just worked and had time off. That was it. I really just... It's the weeks. They're just the same.
Yeah. School's pretty much the same.
School, work. Every day's meshing together. It's February already. What the hell? Fucking Valentine's next week.
Yeah. Like, dude, Persona 4 is already going to be almost out for a month already.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me. I've been playing this game damn near a month straight.
The new Wizards of Waverly Place, Hogwarts game came out.
Yeah. Oh, I took the quiz? I'm a Slytherin. That's the house I'm joining.
Oh, I gotta take that quiz.
Where did you take it, that game?
I don't know. What did you take it on? BuzzFeed?
It was just some website. I, like, scrolled down. I just did,
Harry Potter House quiz?
Yeah. They asked, like, a bunch of, like, Harry Potter lore questions. He was, like, reading it with me. He's like... Yeah, dude, I can't answer these questions. I don't know nothing about Harry Potter. So, but there's, like, different ones. I'm sure they're all
there's the same. Tons.
Yeah.
I'm picking Slytherin because I'm pretty sure you can go to Azkaban with it.
That's true. Like, I don't know nothing about the game.
I don't know what
Azkaban is. I just know
it's like the wizard prison.
Very good. Depending on which... house you get. There's a different amount of quests for each one. So Gryffindor has the most, then Slytherin, then Hufflepuff, then Raising.
Anybody who's Raiding Hufflepuff Club. Can suck my fat honking dick, dude. That's a lame name, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Totally.
Hufflepuff?
Yep.
Oh, Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all actually stoners. That's actually sick. I fuck with Hufflepuff now.
You know who's a Hufflepuff in this very room?
You?
Not me.
Alex is a Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
He's a Hufflepuff.
Get on your knees!
Oh,
you're sick.
Huff and puff.
I have to stick to what I just said. Do you take the quiz?
A long time ago.
You're a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So you know when The Cursed Child released? I went to the midnight release for that book at Barnes & Noble here in town, and they had, like, a sorting hat, and I'm pretty sure I got Ravenclaw. Should I just do that?
If you want. They have the least amount of stuff to do.
Are Ravenclaws
or Dude, never mind.
That's sick. Slytherin, I'm gonna become a dark arts wizard. I'm gonna kill everyone. All the students with Avada Kedavra.
That's what I wanna do. I wanna do that.
And dude.
I wanna kill children.
The action is so seamless. You can be, like, flying on your broomstick and immediately jump off and, like, kill people. It's sick.
I know. The graphics are really fucking
good. Yeah, like I was telling you yesterday, I was fully expecting this game to come out and look like shit and like have performance issues, mm-hmm. but everything I'm seeing is like, there's no issues at all. Like, it is beautiful, like, it runs well, like, it is so surprising. This is like the Harry Potter game I always wanted as a kid, mm-hmm. like, making my own character and fucking going to Hogwarts class, like, that's so cool.
Do you think it's gonna look better on a PS4?
Bro, it's coming out on the Switch. It's gonna look good on your PS4.
Oh, it's probably gonna be like Elden Ring, where like Elden Ring looked pretty solid on PS5 and 4 as well.
Yeah, because I played Elden Ring on PS4 and it still looked really good.
So. I've already played the first half hour of Hogwarts and I thought it was really fun.
You have it?
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it like the day of release.
I didn't know it came out already, dude.
It came out 2 days ago.
I'm buying it when I get home.
Do it. Dude, I only got to play like the first half hour because it was downloading and I played it when it said ready to play and then I had to wait for the rest of the content. So I haven't gone farther than that, but it was fun. Like, the combat's sick and the spells are cool.
Yeah, there's like a lot of spells.
My character's sick too.
Isn't there like a lot of customization you can do?
With, like, pretty good amount, yeah.
I'm going to get real creative.
I mean, you guys did not just see that.
I just spilled all over myself.
I think you do have the choice to pick whatever house you want, but...
Yeah.
I am going to pick Slytherin.
Well, I still got to take this quiz. Keep talking.
I might even join Slytherin, too. What if I join Hufflepuff, dude?
Huff and Puff?
Yeah, you must
complete... Is it Brainfall? Is this what you use?
No, dude. Like, there's so many different
ones. I know, but I want to use what he did. It said
2023 in it.
Oh, yeah, it said, like, 2023. Yeah.
Okay, I found it.
Yeah, it was that one.
Guys, lore questions.
That was it.
He's taking that. What are the classical elements?
Okay, well, since he's doing that, what am I going to talk about?
Let's talk about NBA YoungBoy and the recent news he's been in.
What has he been in?
I don't know.
Well, I saw that, what's the tall-ass rapper guy that...
Young Thug?
No.
Pop Smoke?
No.
Pop Smoke.
He's 6 feet
face.
Short.
Blueface
baby.
I saw him deadlift the other day.
Oh, I think he's
in the gym.
Yeah, he was in the gym.
He's in St. George, too.
Yeah, he works out Summit. He actually works out anytime. We're actually good gym buddies.
You and Blueface.
Me and Blueface. Deadlifting together.
Nice, dude.
I can deadlift more than him. Yeah.
That's cool.
He didn't want me to say that, but fuck it. It's public now.
Fuck you, Blueface.
Yeah. If you're watching, come on. The pod.
Defend yourself.
Yeah.
Be a guest.
Let's debate.
Let's debaby.
What's debaby right now?
What baby?
What, baby?
Crazy on baby.
Fuck it. No. You
know, shit! You know crazy on baby? You know.
Uh-huh.
Crazy on baby.
Brazy on baby.
Brazy on baby. He says it.
Brazy on baby?
He does.
Brazy on baby?
I listen to the baby.
The baby?
Yeah, Brazy on baby. I'm going Brazy on baby right now.
Yeah. I have the DaBaby emails on Fortnite. I'm a true DaBaby fan.
Oh, my God. I actually don't like DaBaby.
Do you like Blueface Baby?
Do
you like a little baby?
I don't like any rappers.
You don't like any babies? Away. You don't like babies?
You don't like the baby twins?
I don't like babies. I hate children.
You don't like the baby twins? The baby and little baby?
Yeah.
Da baby, little baby?
No. Da baby, little baby on a beat. You know?
Da baby, little baby on a beat.
That was kind of hard.
That was kind of hard, yeah.
That was nice. But yeah. Just a lot of persona. That's it. That's all I've been up to, bro. That's all I am.
Do you go to work?
Yeah. I work and then I come home and play.
Well, can't say you're not doing anything then. Because you go to work.
I work and then I come home and do nothing. Yeah. So
that's fine. You're okay in my book, pal.
Thank you. I'd be making that cheddar. I make more cheddar virtually in the game.
Oh, I know.
I have so much yen. I have like 600,000 yen.
I've seen your Morgana points.
My Morgana points?
Morgana points.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Who's Leta Lestrange?
See, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of lore stuff I don't even know.
Related to Bellatrix, obviously, but...
I voted, like, one of the questions, like, who's your favorite female out of this list? And I picked Luna Lovegood. And then...
Oh, that's not a hop. She's... Bellatrix is more bad.
More bad.
Yep. I don't even know who these people are.
Have you even Luna's seen the bad. Harry Potter movies?
No.
Whoa. No. You didn't have a childhood then?
Nope.
Cause
I came out working this job.
I came out working and putting in electrical.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you just been working like 19 years?
Mm-hmm. I got 19 years experience. I'm 19 years old. So, hire me.
Hire me.
Hire me. Hire me, Dicks of Power.
Dicks of Power.
I'll give you my life.
Damn, there's so many questions, guys.
Yeah. I'm almost done with my new game plus run. And I'm trying to unlock or max out all the social links, and I'm doing that very good. I'm trying to get all the trophies. I'm trying to platinum the game. And this game is such a bitch to platinum.
He raged so hard that he just got without saying anything.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, nice. Cedric Diggory.
It's definitely a lot fucking harder than Persona 5.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You wouldn't know.
It's not, Caden. I literally platinum Persona 4 already.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
I've been playing it. When you're not on.
Every single time you're not on, I am on.
The fact, like, I tell you that I'm at school and I'm at work, I'm actually playing Persona.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's speaking for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him too. And Quentin.
Yeah, we all are.
We're actually part of a cult.
What's your favorite dungeon?
All of them.
Yuka's Castle.
Your first one's the favorite?
Yeah, it's I Love Yuka. Yuka's
Castle.
And the castle's sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The music's good too.
I think Adachi's dungeon's
I think Adachi's a shitty dungeon.
Yeah, his character sucks too.
Yeah, his character arc is bad.
Bad design.
Not stand for this Adachi slander.
He's terrible.
Yeah, bad. Bad villain.
He's goated. He's Yoshi Kagekira.
Literally, we shut him.
L-Tig.
L-Tig. Rar.
Rar. But seriously, if any gamers are watching this, please play Persona 4. You'll have a fun time.
Yeah.
Says me.
Who am I hanging out with? Snape.
Snake. I clicked that one too.
I love Snape.
I clicked that one too.
Solid Snake. I got some news. I bought a controller because I was playing Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker and my controller had, like, drift, my 360. So I beat it in until it didn't have drift anymore and then the rest of it broke. So I got a new controller on Amazon.
Nice.
And dude, it fucking sucks. It sucks. I was trying to play and it would just like stop working. Like I would try to look around and the right stick wouldn't work, but all the other buttons would.
Does it feel cheap?
Do you need a 360 controller?
Yes, dude.
I think I might have ours somewhere I can give it to you. I don't play my 360 anymore.
Dude, I'd love to take it.
I don't know, and it's, characters
it works pretty good. I don't remember ever having issues with drift or whatever. We kept it in good condition.
Dude, I promise you, I've had that controller since I was like a kid. Like, so this controller will last a long time.
What does a Lomora do again?
It'll like, I don't know. I think it like brings something to you. I don't know, dude. Lumos is like the light. Reparo is.
Leviosa is the one that lifts things up.
Yeah.
Avada Kedavra is the one that kill.
Crucio is the.
Crucio is the one that makes you a crucifix.
That's the one where it throws their wand, isn't it?
That's Stupefy. No, I mean, what is it?
Protego!
Protego is like a shield.
Yeah.
No, it is Stupefy, isn't
Protego
it?
Protego Maximum!
Stupefy knocks their wands out of their hands. No.
Expelliarmus.
Stupefy. It's like a stun.
Yeah.
Stupefy.
Confringo!
What?
That's a spell. Confringo.
Confringo? What does it do?
If I'm thinking correctly, from the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 movie tie-in game, he would shoot it and it would be like a rocket blast where it'd like, he'd shoot it and it'd like split out into multiple and it'd like all like hit the target. So it like that.
Okay. Is that in the movie?
I don't know. It's in the
probably
game.
Probably not canon.
No. Probably is no, canon.
It might
probably
be in the spell. Now, it might be in the book.
What's the one Harry Potter does to bring all the light?
Lumos.
To Protect against the things?
Oh, yeah, Lumos Maximum. Expecto Patronum?
Expecto Patronum, yeah.
Yeah, against the...
Dementors.
Dementors.
Yeah. Harry Potter. Expecto
Patronum!
Yeah, Prisoners of Azkaban is easily the best Harry Potter movie.
Oh. I heard that one is the worst.
Which one? Prisoner of Azkaban?
Prisoners of Azkaban? Are you kidding?
That's what I heard.
From him?
I don't know.
Bottom three.
From Yoda.
Yoda, he told me. He's like...
The worst one is
Half-Blood
Prince.
Half-Blood Prince?
Yeah,
Half-Blood
Prince.
Oh, that's the bad one.
Bad.
That's the bad one.
I've never even finished it all the way, and I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one with Dobby?
Dobby?
Oh!
He got Slytherin, too.
Looks like we all mobbing with Slytherin!
We doing it.
We on that Slytherin pack. Seriously, though, I can't wait to go to the Slytherin common room and romance the Slytherin girls. Ooh.
Draco.
I can't wait to romance Draco.
I'm going
to
romance Draco.
This takes, like, 100 years before Harry Potter.
Really?
Oh.
It's set in...
So it is set to the actual universe.
I saw
it's
that.
It's set in the late 1890s.
Oh, that's cool.
It's way before.
That's like Snowball Run era.
It is.
Headcanon, Stillborn Run's happening at the moment the game's happening.
Yeah. I think the headmaster's a black, like serious black.
Oh.
Oh, I was like, in 1890? They got black headmasters in 1890?
You know, like serious black, like the black family in Harry Potter. Like, yeah. He's the headmaster at that
Who
time.
Are the black family?
Sirius Black.
And Bellatrix is like...
It is.
It's like
the whole
like,
thing in Harry Potter.
It's Harry's godfather, Sirius Black.
So like... Okay. It's his godfather.
You'd have to watch the movie. I can't
Sirius
just, like,
Black was best friends with Harry's father.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like his godfather.
Okay.
Bellatrix is bad.
Is she?
Bellatrix is the cousin of Sirius Black.
And kind of canon, she fucks Voldemort and has a kid.
Are they evil?
What? Is that? Yeah. In Cursed Child, the kid is Voldemort and Bellatrix's son.
Dude, I can't remember the Cursed Child.
I can't believe I read that book. I actually read it. That's
I just remember there was a lot of fucking like time travel, bro.
It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, we don't
acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. We only acknowledge the first Fantastic Beasts movies. Anything after that, so
the first one I thought was good.
Haven't seen it.
I like the first one.
I saw the second one in theaters.
The third one.
The third one is new. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one, and I don't think I will.
I saw that one.
Except for it's pretty
I'm
bad.
I'm surprised it even got like a third movie, bro. The second one was so shit.
They removed Johnny Depp.
That sucks.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in it.
Was Dumbledore gay and did he kiss a guy?
Yeah.
Dumbledore has like a gay butt plug or something. Like plot device.
Doesn't J.K. Rowling hate trans people and stuff?
Yeah, a bunch of people are trying to boycott Hogwarts Legacy, but they failed. Like a bunch of trans people are trying to boycott Hogwarts Legacy.
What did she do?
She's made remarks of like hating trans people and stuff.
And so, like, pretty much the Harry Potter fandom hates J.K. Rowling now.
And they like, they love her work. Which is good. They separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
It's funny.
No. But everyone was trying to...
So. He doesn't think so. Why? Do you want to know who's a really talented artist?
Hitler.
Kanye.
Kanye, even worse. That's true.
Who's had Hitler? Can you separate
really
the...
Artist,
can you separate the... Art from the artist? I thought he was a bad artist, and that's why he's a bad person.
Well, I think...
I've seen his art. On my Instagram feed. It's really good.
So, separate the art from the artist.
But I want to put that in my house.
Yeah.
Because Hitler drew it.
Yeah.
True. Some things just go too far.
So, I thought, like, separating them would mean it'd be okay too, right?
I mean, I feel like... J.K. Rowling isn't even near the level of Hitler.
She might as well be,
you know? Just
in today's society, she is.
She ruined Harry Potter.
What did you say?
I said Justin Roiland is.
Yeah.
I can't separate Rick and Morty and Justin Roiland. They're both pieces of evil.
What's wrong with Rick and Morty?
I'm kidding.
Rick and Morty is evil. We must cancel that evil show.
It's
Seriously.
True.
It promotes domestic violence
and
arson.
Abuse.
And
dragon sex.
And alcoholism and drug use and gay
old people
and
too.
Old people down with the old.
Up with the young.
Rise.
We can overtake them.
Oh, yeah, we could.
It'd be easy.
Old people?
Yeah.
It's over. Like the government?
Yeah.
Old
yeah.
people versus young people? They're fucked.
Come on. Seriously. We the people.
We the people.
I've seen a lot of old people in and out. They can't catch these hands.
Well, bam. Oh, you want a cheeseburger?
You want a cheeseburger? Get the fuck out of my face!
How about a knuckle sandwich? Coup, right?
What?
We're trying to start a coup, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we're on the same level.
So I have some talking points. I was going to say, talking points.
Let's destroy the government.
You heard your first on Animane, folks.
Folks. You heard it here on Animane, folks.
Yonke.
Animane.
Donkey.
Yonke.
Yonke?
Yeah.
All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 whole talking points today.
5 minutes of entertainment.
5 seconds of entertainment.
I promise I'm not racist. That was an accident. It just came out. Anyways.
Nice.
My brother's Asian.
So, is so it's okay, because I'm friends with you.
That's not my brother's Asian, too.
Yeah, Noah. Noah joined the party yesterday and ruined the fun.
What did he do?
I was watching Last of Us with him in the party, and then Noah joins, and I pause it, and I go, oh, I can't watch Last of Us now, because yeah, Noah's here. It's going to be loud.
As soon as I joined the party, like 2 seconds later, he joined, and Jackson's like, oh, dude.
Just tell him not to
He go. Was like, I'll leave, and I'm like, no, dude, let's play a game. And then we played Fortnite, and we got in one game, and then your dad came out and told him to go to bed. We couldn't even, like, we couldn't play the game.
He told us, he's like, I have to go, guys. And I think, I thought he was playing a bet. And then he actually left. And I was like, oh, dude, he was serious.
Yeah. I kept telling him, Noah, you're a bad liar. Stop.
Was that last night?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep.
We were telling him to get you on. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I killed my brother. He's never getting on.
What time was it?
It's like midnight. It was like midnight. Yeah.
I could have gotten on.
Well, then why didn't you?
I didn't make it wrong. On YouTube.
Should have reached out.
I think we should have reached
Send
out.
Send me a message or something. I'm just watching YouTube.
You're the dick when we're on a party and you're on. You never join
the party.
You're
part of comedy club. You should join.
I've gotten used to just not joining the party.
I know. It's only me and Caden these days.
Literally, it's just me and Jackson. I only get on expecting to talk to Jackson.
Yeah. I always see that you're on, but I know you'll never join.
What's that?
So when I get on to talk to someone, I know it's just.
I know. I'll. He knows I'll always be there.
Yeah. He knows I'll always be here on my PlayStation.
As long as it's after 11 o'clock at night.
I'll start joining then. If I'm playing Overwatch, though, I can.
Yeah, I know.
If it's after 5 p.m., I'll be on all night.
Good. I need to get your
it's name. After 5 a.m., I'll be on.
I need to get your Overwatch thing.
Is it cross platform?
I am the one who's on PlayStation the most.
I need to get the second one. I only have the first one downloaded.
The first one you can't play anymore.
Cool. Really?
Yeah.
The second one's free.
Damn it.
The second one is free.
Well, I need to transfer my account over then.
Yes, you do.
So, first talking point is about AOT. So, just don't talk to this one. Caden brought it to my attention that AOT's finale part 3 is going to be split into 2 parts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So one is we've had AOT finale, AOT finale part 2, and now AOT finale part 3, part 1.
Oh god.
Yep.
But it's gonna be like 2 like 1 hour specials.
Something like that, yeah.
Which Why don't they just do one movie?
That's what I'm thinking. Why don't they just do 1 2.5 hour long
they
movie?
Draw it out, bro. They gotta build
Put it in theaters.
I think they just need to animate it.
They are gonna animate.
Yeah, but the last couple chapters are gonna be really hard to animate, so they probably have to do it in 2, so they have something.
I'm just curious to see what they do with the ending, if they're gonna do anime original or if they're gonna keep it, because I know so many people are controversial.
I know what which ending will they use? Will they, like you said, will they do anime original? Are they gonna do Isayama's original ending or the new ending? Which I don't like. Fuck the new ending. That's a bad ending.
Yeah, I like Isayama's original ending. Thought that was good.
I don't understand the hate at all. I don't see anything bad with it. It just concludes the story.
Yeah. I thought it made sense. and I enjoyed it. So I'm very excited, and the day part 3, part 1 comes out, I will be watching that hour-long special.
And if you guys want to see Kane's reaction to the final chapter of AOT, scroll down in our videos and you'll find it.
Don't watch that video. Please. We don't even put the manga panels on the screen so they can read with us. It's literally just raw footage of me reading on my phone. It's stupid. Don't watch it.
Maybe I need to download that video, delete it, put the manga pages up, and re-upload it.
But this is way too late now.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's like us 2 years ago. We're completely different people.
Are there anime-only people out there that don't know how AOT ends still?
Me?
Yeah, literally the Trash Taste podcast. Like Joey on the Trash...
Really?
He's anime only.
Oh, so that's cool. Anyway, you guys still have yet to experience.
I think everyone on the Trash Taste podcast is anime only.
Dude.
For AOT. So they're all, like, curious.
AOT ended 2 years ago.
Yeah, really?
In 2021.
Manga did, yeah. It's crazy. It's been that long. I've had the whole series collected manga for, like, a while. Because the last volume came out a while ago.
I think I have the last one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I went with you and got it.
Yeah, and then I have Levi's story.
I have that too. Yes, AOT is very hyped, guys. I'm very much looking forward to that. I am a big fan. I have posters on the wall.
Are they going to reuse the rumbling? Are they going to change it? Will the new intro be better than the rumbling? Will it be worse? Who
knows?
Can
it be better?
I don't know if it can.
If it's just going to be 2-hour-long specials, it might not even have an intro.
That's true.
But they could have the rumbling.
Or it could have, like...
They should still play the rumbling
somewhere. Or it could have, like, 2 unique intros for both.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Like JoJo does. Yeah, so you have a unique intro for, like, the part 1 of the finale, and then unique one for the last... The last part.
Hanji hasn't even been animated, like...
Yeah, this...
That hasn't even been animated
yet. All that
shit
is happening in, like, the hour-long episode.
Dude, that's crazy.
Like, I remember what... It's, like, 131 to 134 they're animating. Like, 4 whole chapters in that hour-long episode. And a bunch of stuff happens in that.
Wow. That's gonna be some cool stuff!
The anime-only fans are gonna be like... When that episode drops.
Oh,
like,
my...
I can't wait to see it on Twitter.
I know, I can't wait to see everybody going, what?
Yeah,
nope.
Like that.
Like Animal Crossing.
Damn.
That's good.
Next talking point, we got the Nintendo Direct that happened, and a lot of things came out of that.
I didn't see it.
We'll get some reactions out of Quincy, because he doesn't even know. So first of all, Pikmin 4 has been further shown off. I think it was already... revealed earlier, but they showed a trailer for it.
Oh, Pikmin 4! I love Pikmin, dude!
I've never played it.
I've never played a Pikmin game, but... I played Pikmin 2 on the Wii.
I've never played any of the Pikmins. Maybe Pikmin 4 is the one wrong.
I hate him in Smash.
I hate Olimar.
Olimar and Alf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate and Pikmin in Smash.
Yeah. I hate that map, too.
Pikmin. What else has been announced?
A new Castlevania game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Looks cool. Bayonetta Origins game.
What's that?
Bayonetta?
You
don't know what Bayonetta is?
No, I know Bayonetta, but like Bayonetta Origins, what's that?
It's like a new game.
Yeah.
Is it like a prequel or something?
Yeah. Well, it's an Origins game, so yeah. It's before
Bayonetta. Do you know what Origins means, you fucking idiot?
I was just asking to clarify, Dick.
Kiss my...
We have the Advance Wars games coming to the Switch.
Oh!
Advance Wars 1 plus 2. Reboot Camp.
Yay!
It's a strategy game.
Good for them.
Metroid Prime is getting a remaster. It actually already did, and it came out.
It came out
literally the day of the Direct.
Is that the one that they announced a while ago?
No, that was Metroid Prime 4. This is a remaster of the first Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime is the first person one, right?
Yeah, and I've heard it's actually, the remaster is pretty good.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah.
What's it on?
Switch. What do you expect? It's a Nintendo IP.
That's right.
Nintendo on PS4, you
have a Switch,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, you have a
I think
Switch.
It's like $20, isn't it?
It's like 50 or something.
Oh, it's 50.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I might impulse buy it. Like, it looks really cool, and I love the Metroid Prime music. Like, in the trailer they use, I'm like, damn, this music's good. I want to play this game.
Yeah.
So I might buy it.
I guess that's kind of all.
Pretty cool.
Oh, the GBA stuff.
Oh, yeah, GBA.
GBA and Game Boy kind of emulator. system software
came to the Switch Online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a Pokemon?
No.
They're going to add the Pokemon TCG game eventually. Wow.
Trade carding game?
Yeah, it's going to be so sick for the Game Boy.
Wow.
I don't remember the games.
How does that even work, though? Don't you... Literally, you needed, like, a card reader and actual cards to play that on the GBA, right?
No, because I had it on my 3DS and played it just fine.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Well, I could have sworn there was one like that.
There probably was, like, originally, but I'm pretty sure they just modernized it.
Like, the original GBA model, that was, like, the thick one.
And, of course, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, right?
Oh, yes!
That got shown off.
Dude.
What's that?
I'm buying that.
The sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Oh!
Dude, it looks
I actually
so
saw
good.
That one.
I actually didn't see the trailer, really, but Kane said it looks really good.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna go for $70. A Switch game.
That's crazy.
I'm buying it, bro. I'm hyped.
But
dude,
do you know about the Nintendo vouchers?
What are those? What do you mean?
They're like $99, and you can get 2 $60 games with them. But you can also get Tears of the Kingdom with them.
How do you get these vouchers?
I don't know. Probably on the Switch or something. It's by Nintendo.
It's probably like, yeah.
And
know.
So you can pick any $60 game or Tears of the Kingdom. So you'd save like $30.
I'll pay Tears of the Kingdom. I don't want to pay $70 for a Nintendo Switch game, okay? Slow down. Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourselves, okay? You guys aren't the PS5. You're not the fucking Xbox. Okay? You can sell $70 games when you got a console as good as the PS5 is, what I'm just saying. If the next Pokemon game comes out and it's $70, boycotting Pokemon, I've never been a fan, I'll never be a fan. Never gonna buy it.
I will be buying it.
Just kidding, what am I kidding? I'm gonna be buying it.
I will be anyway.
Yeah, what if they remaster Black and White One and Two and they make it $70?
It's a cop. I'm copying it, it's happening.
Okay. So his justification is flawed.
Yes,
it because is. Tears of the Kingdom is still gonna push the boundaries of the Switch, and it's gonna make the $70 justifiable.
It's gonna run worse than Pokemon.
It's gonna look worse than Scarlet and Violet.
Well, if all the trailers are on the
Pokemon.
Switch, then it still looks good.
It's gonna run at 25 FPS, not even 30, 25.
I'm fine with that.
You
I'd
will see the
play
frames changing.
FPS.
Play what?
Tears of the Kingdom.
No. God, no.
That's like if it came out for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Because Breath of the Wild came out for the Wii U.
That was at 25.
And yeah.
That was like 30. What if they did a surprise drop? They're like, guys, we know the Wii U is dead, but we secretly made Tears of the Kingdom for the Wii U fans. Here you go.
I'd play it.
Like how they're dropping like Just Dance games for the Wii still.
They yeah. are.
I'm pretty sure like Just Dance 22 got like a Wii port.
Or like the.
Or 21 or something.
2 years ago or something.
That's the best
game. It was literally, I think it was the last Wii game ever made, was the Just Dance game.
It's like Just Dance 2021 or something.
Yeah, like 2021.
Which is crazy because the Wii.
Came out in what, like 06?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
All those consoles came out. It's 360, PS3, like 06, 07.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is. Crazy, dude. I was like 3 or 4 years old when those shits came out.
I remember seeing them in Alvin and the Chipmunks, dude.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Go underrated movie, the first one. The others.
The Road Chip.
I saw
Road Trip in theaters, Shipwrecked. I saw it in theaters. Okay. Squeakball's my favorite. Squeakball. I loved the High School Story.
I loved
the romance of the.
I love the Chipettes and the Chipmunks fucking.
Oh my gosh, dude!
The Chipettes.
Who's getting the best head?
Theodore.
What does they look like again? Do them.
Theodore's the fat one.
Yeah, I know. What do the heads look like?
Do their faces?
Yeah, do the faces.
Oh, Theodore.
Of them giving like getting the best head. Do them.
Alvin's like. Simon's like,
he's going.
Theodore's like, all like, why? He's like, oh. So Theodore's getting the best. He's just
on a ride.
Yeah, he's so fat he can't even move. So he's just taking it all and oh. So Theodore gets. There's your answer.
And look for the Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakle movie tie-in game for the Nintendo Switch coming to
and the 3DS.
And the 3DS.
And the Wii.
In 2023.
And the PSP.
So yeah, pretty good Nintendo Direct. I wish I could have gotten some reactions because it probably would have had some pretty good ones. But fuck that, I guess. Sorry.
Yo.
Okay, was that working? I could have done it, but I just forgot about it. Ooh. So
I could have done it. If they would have held it a little later,
also just
going after work,
Tears of the King
probably would have had a good reaction to Tears of the King, and that would have probably been a good video for us.
I know, I would have had a sick reaction to the Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga port. I would have lost it.
Because literally, when I got off of work, I watched the trailer, like, and I still had, like, an awesome reaction. Like, oh, damn! Damn!
He still lost it.
Yeah.
I gotta pee. But I gotta pay.
You might want to pee downstairs, because Connor's bathroom is disgusting, so. Just so you know.
Alright. Next talking point. Disney announces some new sequels coming out. Some unnecessary, some alright.
Let's talk about it. I think they are all necessary. No, I'm kidding.
First of all, Toy Story 5. Necessary or unnecessary?
Unnecessary.
Very unnecessary. Cool. Story could have concluded in Toy Story 3. They decided to end Woody's character arc in 4, which is okay, whatever, sure. Kind of felt like a money grab, you know, cash grab, but whatever. End Woody's character arc. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do with 5, huh?
They're probably gonna do Buzz.
Yeah, and Buzz's character arc, and what? Then Rex needs one, and fucking Pig Guy, and what?
No, so Toy Story 6 will be Jesse, and then.
And Toy Story 7, the evil miner guy is gonna come back from Toy Story 2 and try to kill Bullseye, and Bullseye's character arc's gonna get finished there.
Oh, yeah, Bullseye, and we need one for Ham, and.
I want to
get so many Toy Story
prequels.
I want a Toy Story movie based off the opening events of Toy Story 3. Where, like, Ham is, like, evil, and they're, like, on the train chase, and they're, like, the bridge is,
dude,
like, exploding.
I want an animated, I want a movie like the intro to Toy Story 2, where it's Buzz, and it's, like, the video game, and he goes to the planet, and he has to fight all those droids.
Like a Buzz Lightyear video game?
Yeah.
Like, could have had that with Lightyear, but no. They had to put a gay scene in.
I can't believe they've done this. So controversial, Disney.
Yeah, POV. I'm a white Utah mom. Oh my god, I don't want my kids seeing that gay stuff. Why would you do that? You're not getting my money, Disney. You're not getting it this time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my, yeah, sorry. Oh, oh my gosh, god. Disney.
Oh my heck.
Oh my heck.
You guys are in so much trouble.
Oops.
Sorry.
Next, Frozen 3. Necessary or unnecessary?
Unnecessary.
that's unnecessary? Yeah, kind of feels
the
like
the second
cash
was
grab.
Terrible.
Second was so
the second
bad.
Was a. I haven't even seen it.
I thought it was so ass.
You don't need to see it.
It was
so boring.
That one wasn't fucking necessary. We didn't need that.
Frozen 2 wasn't even necessary. We all saw it coming, but yeah.
It was not.
What are they going to do with Frozen 3? End off Olaf's character arc. It's going to be all about him.
Yeah, it's going to be about Olaf and Sven having gay anal sex.
I hope so.
With the carrot.
I'll let Rudolph join.
Oh, yeah, with the carrot.
Let Rudolph join, dude.
I don't know, because I don't care about
Aunt
Frozen.
What's his little guy's
first
name?
First one, Sven. I've seen it so many times,
that's what
he said. I hate that IP.
You're talking about the guy.
So, yeah. I don't give two names about Frozen.
Kristoff and Sven.
Kristoff and Sven and Olaf in a big orgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to get too hot and steamy and Olaf's going to melt everywhere.
Yes, I can't wait to see it. Make it happen, doesn't he?
Come on.
You know, I'll pay those big bucks for it.
Last but not least, they announced Zootopia 2. Necessary or unnecessary?
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like
I think there's a lot they could go off of with the universe they created there.
Dude,
so.
That movie came out in, like, 2016, so I feel like it's been enough time for a
sequel.
I hope they do some other, like, deeply rooted problems in society, like racism. That's what Zootopia 1 is about.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You're right, dude. It's been so long since I've seen that movie. They need to bring Shakira back, like,
we need a new song. Gazelle. We need a new song, guys.
She needs to be the villain. Shakira is the villain.
You're a genius, dude!
Let's bring back Shakira.
Dude, call Disney!
And she'll make eat like a bunch of more songs, but she'll be the villain this time.
Get
guys.
Walt on the line! Get Walt on the line!
Walt, I got the idea for
Walt, you. Walt, your frozen head. Put this in your frozen head, okay? Listen here. Gazelle, dude, evil.
The frozen heads. That reminds me of the iCarly episode. Remember when they go to that place? There's like all the frozen heads of like historical figures in there.
I do.
It's so funny. Imagine if that's real.
It is.
It is.
Where do you think they got the heads from?
Where did they go?
Where's that real?
Where did you think they went?
I don't know. I thought it was like a... I don't know.
It's real!
Okay!
It's not a bit.
Where's the real at, though?
It's in...
Disneyland.
Wherever I currently lives.
Seattle.
It's in Seattle.
They just don't have Lincoln or JFK.
No. They couldn't get those ones.
No. Those ones are far too gone.
Far too gone.
I told my mom the other day, literally yesterday, I was like, Mom, you should watch The Boys. And she might start it. So...
That'd be based.
That is
you
based.
You gotta watch The Boys.
I watched the first episode.
And you need to watch season 3.
I do.
Yeah. Homelander's still so good.
Homelander's so Sigma man.
Homelander is definitely...
staring at my Gene Boner, Quentin.
Oh. Why would...
Here's a talking point obviously suggested by Caden. The Kingdom Hearts soundtrack's all on Apple Music now.
Next.
Yay, finally.
Can I get some words on that?
Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 soundtracks. Finally on Apple Music. I'm really excited. I really love that soundtrack. And the only one that was on there was 3. So, I'm excited. I downloaded them, added them to my library. I hope they add Melody of Memory soon. And Birth by Sleep. And, you know, Dreams of Distance. Those other games. Soundtracks. But yeah, that was cool. That's all I have to add. Turmoil. It's cool.
Done?
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Dude, this isn't even gameplay.
Guys, he's done.
Oh, you're done? Okay, that's
cool. You're not buying stocks.
Oh, the last talking point I have is just about Hogwarts Legacy, which we pretty much covered at the start, so...
Hey, buddy, turn that down over there. We're talking about Hogwarts.
Oh, sorry. Something good.
We already finished about Hogwarts. Unless you want to talk about it more, but, like, we went into it at the start.
Your last talking point is Hogwarts Legacy?
Yeah. There were some other things, but we couldn't remember them, so I didn't write them down.
I got one.
Okay.
I took Noah to Grandma's house today. And he brought, just for the day, mm-hmm. when I go pick up Lexi at 6, I'm going to bring him home.
Okay.
And he brought a suitcase full of shit. And I go, Noah, why'd you bring a suitcase? Like, you're only going for the day. And he goes, I have a lot of JoJo books, brother. He takes a suitcase full of JoJo books to Grandma's.
To read them?
Yeah.
Noah's based.
I have one.
Okay.
My Hero Season 6.
I've been hearing that's still coming out. And it's
really
still
good. The episode that dropped today is so good.
Still gotta catch up one day.
Yeah. And you need to finish Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need to continue watching Nana.
And you need to watch Love is War.
Yeah.
After all.
And you do too, because season 3 is so good, and season 2 is good too, because you haven't seen that.
Yeah.
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 Seriously though, I hope the Love is War movie comes to our theaters.
It will.
Not.
Isn't it?
I don't know. It's in, like, specific theaters.
Well, why don't you look up on February 14th?
They're going to send me an email if it comes to my theater.
Send you an email?
Yeah.
Comes in your theater?
Yeah. Comes to your theater.
Don't get my theater.
That's quite a long process just to say a movie. To send you an email. Oh, here. The reservation.
Don't get my theater.
What are you talking? What are you playing? Farming Simulator over there?
No. Don't get my theater. You have to look through the ground for patches of oil.
So then you can get oil and build a society.
Yeah, and sell it for money.
That's such an awesome game, dude.
It is cool.
Yeah, he's practicing real life practices.
Is that the next job? You're like practicing for your next job.
He's gonna discover a lot of oil and become rich.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah, he's gonna stumble upon an oil mine and he's gonna become dirty rich.
Okay.
So he's practicing.
An oil mine?
Oh, good heavens no, not me.
Oil field, I don't know.
Oh, good heavens no.
I don't know how oil is extracted. I know there's a few scenes about that in Better Call Saul.
That's true.
But the property and the guy doesn't want to sell his house.
Nope. That's season 5.
Spoiler!
I've seen season 5.
I know.
Yeah. I've not seen season 6. I can't watch it.
I think season 6 is coming out on Netflix soon, they said.
That's when you have to watch it. Or you just have to watch it on itself today, which sucks.
That's how I watched it.
I watched it on Prime, because my uncle bought it.
I watched it on Soap today.
Yep.
I watched the final episode.
I watched that as it was coming out in Phoenix, dude. That was crazy.
I remember that. Am I fucking working so hard I'm bruising myself everywhere?
It's Monday. Better Call Saul Day.
I love that Howard Hamlin quote.
I love Howard. Underrated character.
Seriously?
Howard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just weigh in.
Good lord.
Season 6 takes turns.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. It's just,
not at all.
Please, man.
Just telling you, Season 6 is fucking crazy.
It's so good.
Season 6 is my favorite season out of the Breaking Bad universe.
Really?
Mm, there's so many like banger 10 out of 10 episodes in there. Yeah, that I think
it's so consistent.
I think it's better than season 5 of Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet your bottom ass.
You bet your bottom dollar.
Bottom dollar?
Season 6 is so good.
I am a goat.
Got him. Okay, let's rank all the seasons of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Okay, right? I liked NBA season 2012. That was a good one.
I liked NBA season 2003 when...
When LeBron was drafted.
I did.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving wasn't in the league until 2011. Okay, get your fucking history.
Okay, I love the 2011 when Kyrie Irving went hoop-de-loop on the hoop-de-loop and...
Noah said that Kobe Bryant died in the 9/11 incident.
He did say that.
The 9/11 incident?
Yeah.
What we didn't talk about?
What?
The Super Bowl.
What about it?
Isn't it like
tomorrow?
I don't care though.
We could say that.
Oh! There's a Transformers trailer coming
Chiefs,
out.
Right? Chiefs. I don't
know. What?
There's a Transformers trailer.
Oh, there is. For the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Is it Rihanna?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think it's Rihanna this year.
Yeah, because they're like, Apple Music is promoting it. They're like, listen to Rihanna before she's on the Super Bowl.
Okay. I am going to watch a bit of it. It's mainly for the snacks, for the Transformers, and also Rihanna, but that's it.
Why don't we get together and watch it?
You can come to my house, maybe. My grandpa told me that he wanted to watch it, that I could get a bunch of snacks for it, so. Maybe I'll ask him, and we'll see.
Dude, let me know. That'd be fun. Guys, maybe we can do a Super Bowl episode.
Another one tomorrow.
Yeah, of us watching the Super Bowl.
It's something we haven't done. I mean, it's something we've done before, so.
Mm-hmm. We could get reactions.
We filmed, like, 3 episodes in the span of, like, 5 days.
Who you guys got, though?
We did that.
The game?
Yeah.
I
fucking don't
know. Who's in it?
I'm just going to say the Eagles, because I saw the Eagles were doing really good during the... start of the season.
That's who I want.
I'm going to do Eagles because McJugger Nuggets likes the Eagles and he's from Jersey. So he's
close to Philadelphia.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with McJugger Nuggets and vote for the Eagles.
Yes, go Eagles.
Go Eagles! Woo!
Eagles.
I swear I'm not some cringe snob. Don't follow the NFL because it's boring. Yeah. And it's scripted.
It is.
I just read the scripts before the games. I don't got to watch them. I just know it happens.
It do be scripted, though.
Is it?
Yeah, they were like, so this game, Tom Brady's going to throw, like, shit, and then he's going to retire. And that happened.
My God.
Yeah. I saw this video. There's, like, ex-football player went on some podcast, like, a sports podcast, and he said, like, it all scripted. You got lines before, and, like, different players got, like, certain yardage. All of it was scripted. How many, like, touchdowns or scores, how many yards they would move. Like, it's crazy. All of it just to appease to our eyes, all for money and gain. It's pretty crazy that it's just all...
I hope more comes out about that, because that's actually really interesting.
Yeah. I was like, damn, that's interesting.
It makes you wonder, like, if other sports are scripted, too.
Like SoCal.
Like NBA. What?
Soccer. Yeah, like NBA.
Like NBA or the NHL or MLB.
Dude, definitely, I could... NBA?
I could see some shit.
I definitely, NBA. There might be something there.
There's gotta be. Maybe. If you'd like to come on the podcast, Kevin Durant, and let us know, that'd be great. Because I know he watches. He texts me.
He texts you.
Yeah, he's like, yo, saw the new podcast. That shit was sick.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he's in Phoenix now. And I was like, hey, I should come down and visit you. You're in Phoenix. And he's like, hell yeah, brother. Come down and visit me. I got the sick new crib.
Yeah.
This is all real.
For some reason, I don't believe you.
For some reason,
I guess I'll just have to bring you all down to his crib. Then I'll prove it to you.
To my crib?
No, to Kevin Durant's crib.
Oh.
In Phoenix.
Oh.
Because we're friends.
Oh.
Text me.
Oh.
It's real.
Oh.
It's not just things I make up in my whimsical land of imagination.
He was at my fifth grade birthday party.
He was?
Yeah.
You guys are that long of friends?
Literally scripted.
Yeah,
that's scripted.
His fifth grade, his fifth birthday party was scripted.
Yeah, I got told exactly what to say.
An hour yet?
You got told exactly what you were getting before it happened, and you got told the exact reaction you were supposed to get.
Huh?
We got about 10 more minutes till we hit our mark.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching.
Welcome back to the Jazz Central.
Ooh, nice
man.
This episode's flown by so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good one.
Jolly good show.
Jolly good show, guys.
Excuse me?
I said Jazz.
Jazz. I love looking at Rohan and Bruno.
Me too.
Who?
Rohan and Bruno.
Oh, yes.
Rohan Bucciarati and Bruno...
Kishibe,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Because remember when Rohan died so many times in the anime?
Yeah, I thought he was actually dead.
I did too. I was like,
yeah, me
too. I thought
too.
That was so fucked.
When he died for the first time, I was like, damn, Araki did this shit. I was not expecting that. He like blew up.
Oh my God. And then you got to watch all the characters die. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was fucked up too.
I forget. Parkour's good.
Yeah.
I forgot that Parkour's really like good. Actually good, dude.
Parkour's super good.
It's been so long since I've seen it, bro. I forget.
It's a good watch. It's a good read.
That's what I still need to collect is the JoJo Blu-rays, since I have all the manga. I need to collect the Blu-ray.
Of my electric tickle.
What? You're not Palpatine. Don't try to be him.
We should play that.
Play Palpatine? Okay.
Electric tickle!
You will die!
Let's all do our best Emperor Palpatine impression.
No, yard.
Darth Vader. If you don't jump down there, you're gay.
Bet.
Ah! Do it.
No, it's like, hey, Emperor Palpatine, if you don't jump down there, you're gay.
Bet.
That's a funny video.
Execute Order 66.
66.
Execute Order 66.
I have a headcanon that everybody at Home Depot is programmed to kill me at some point if they hear the right message. So if that happens and I'm in the truck, I'm fucked because there's nowhere to go because I'm in the truck trailer.
What, dude?
You headcanon your job?
About you make, it makes life more fun.
You headcanon that you're going to get killed at your own work?
I headcanon that all the people
agents?
At work are all sleeper agents, and once they hear something like Order 66, it's all over for me.
Just like...
It's going to turn into like a John Wick film and I'm going to have to get out of there.
Someone's going to say the code, Quirky the Kid, and they're all going to activate, and they're going to kill you.
Yep.
I'm going to go into Home Depot and scream that during your shift.
Hey guys! Quirky the Kid!
Everybody just perks up and just looks right at you.
Look at the SpongeBob
at the exact same time.
At first, all the employees don't even know their program. They're like, what's happening to me? And instantly...
And then they all start marching like toy soldiers in Santa Claus 2. To the back.
That's a pretty sick headcanon, dude. I need to come up with one at work.
Start coming up with some headcanons at work. It makes more fun.
Oh, jeez. I can come up with some good ones.
Like Matt is actually a black guy in disguise.
I've had deep thoughts of what would happen. Like, the repercussions of my life if I just, like, decided to just totally... fuck up the store and just dump ice into the fryer and just fuck up everything. I just thought, what would actually be the repercussions of that? What would happen? I'm trying to like
get arrested. If somebody got hurt, you'd get arrested.
Well, I guess that's what would happen, guys.
I have another headcanon that the distribution center that loads up the trucks loads them up in a way that are meant to kill me and like drop things on me. So like when I'm pulling something out, a fridge could land on me or something.
That's a good one.
That's another good headcanon. I just have headcanons that everybody's out to get me. I'm just a paranoid human being.
How do you even work
schizo.
There?
I don't know, dude. Every day's a scary...
He's a little schizo working at Home Depot.
I'm always talking about something like the NHK is out to get me.
The NHK, bro. Seriously, it's real. Like,
it is.
The NHK.
They want to drop a fridge on me. One wrong move and I'm done.
Dude,
there's a fridge on me.
Wow. I just thought of the image.
It's so crazy.
I'm gonna be forced to be in my room. I can't leave, man. I'm just gonna be coming. He can get more.
Yeah, they everybody that gets put in the truck with me hated because I was just always sitting in the corner like, guys, I gotta pull this box out. And maybe that one might follow me, and that one might hurt me. And maybe I should probably not pull that one either. Hey, wait, don't pull that one. Just race. Pretty much.
So, and you have to drown out the voices in your head with videos and music on your phone, right?
Yep. They actually let me play aux at work. I play aux.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, like just music over the intercoms?
No, we have a radio in the back, like the really big ones, and I can Bluetooth connect to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's not the cool job. I thought you were senior auxiliary man.
Senior? You thought I was Home Depot DJ guy.
Yeah.
I thought you were the official Home Depot DJ. What is this?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm the In-N-Out DJ.
Yeah.
I'm the warehouse that I'm working in, DJ.
Warehouse? You're the Electro Man. Yeah, you're the Electric Boogaloo DJ.
Yeah.
He is the Electric Boogaloo.
I'm the Electric Boogaloo J.
Do you have a new job again?
Same job?
Huh?
Same job?
That's out of the question now?
Almost.
Kind of?
Kinda.
See.
Working on it.
Send
an email. So.
Emails?
After I do that. But the break has been nice.
I'd imagine. It is good to set some time aside for oneself.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you, a sophomore now?
There's a snake in your pants.
It's just one
program. There's a snake in your boot. Oh.
There's a snake in my boot.
I have like...
There's a snaggy-nay in my boot.
Snaggy-nay in my boot.
4 months left.
Oh, cool.
Like, yeah.
Just ruined the whole episode.
You've said it before.
And then what after that?
I have.
Said what?
Me and Kane were talking about that.
I said the N-word in an episode, I guess.
Yeah, in a few episodes.
Yeah, you do.
What episodes?
In multiple, and you just say it.
Like
you, like, you don't notice the cameras are rolling, and you just say it.
Literally, he was watching one the other day, and he's like, yeah, it's like literally the first 10 minutes, and he already said it.
I just picked a random episode to watch of ours, and you just said it, nonchalantly. But, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, it is.
Good thing I don't say that anymore.
Yeah. Good thing you're a changed man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's changed, guys.
He's no longer Poopa, but now...
Sicko Human.
He's no longer Sicko Man, but Sicko Human.
I'm no longer Sicko Man, but Sicko God.
Oh. I have something we can talk about that's maybe controversial.
Oh my god.
Oh.
All right.
Maybe controversial.
So the other day is an NBA game. This player played really good, and they were in a post-game interview, and the guy that was in the interview was talking about one of his teammates. He's like, yeah, I just love these guys. And he said, no homo. He's like, I just love these guys, no homo, you know. Mm. And the NBA fined him $40,000 because he said no homo.
What the hell? Why?
Are you serious?
And he had a lot of people really mad at him in his Twitter and shit because he said that.
That's pathetic.
That's...
Who was it that
said that? Why are people so fucking soft?
No homo?
No, the Jewish thing. Was it Kyrie?
Yeah, Kyrie. Well, he promoted a book that he had no idea was anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Nets fucked him over.
They did?
Yeah.
He's on suspension or something.
He was. He just literally left Brooklyn, like, a few days ago because he was so fed up with their shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
22, because that happened right when, like, Kanye shit happened, too, so...
He's saying, like, similar things, like...
Well, yeah, he promoted this book, and he was like, yeah, this book's actually showing that, like, Jews come from, like, an African-American descent, but it was actually anti-Semitic in the book, and he didn't have any idea, and the people thought he was promoting it to be anti-Semitic.
You know, South Park did... stuff about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the most...
Oh, one of the most recent episodes, they, like, mocked Kanye on an episode. On the interview with Alex Jones, right?
I think so. I've seen clips from it.
Yeah. Oh, South Park.
You're so silly.
Silly South Park show.
Silly South Park show style. South style show park.
I've never seen, like, a whole episode of that show.
Really?
Yeah, I've only seen like clips here and there. And
I watched my first episode last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen like
a season 7 episode.
I've seen a few episodes like on late night Adult Swim TV, like years back.
I never watched it.
It would just come on.
Alex.
I remember.
What?
Do you like fish sticks?
Yeah.
What are you, a gay fish?
Yeah.
Come on, that's headcanon. Yeah. Confirmed. Headcanon confirmed.
Alex is gay fish.
I love fish dicks.
Headcanon? Oh, you like fish
that's
dicks?
That's from South
Park. Oh.
Oh, I didn't.
Kanye's in that episode.
That's funny.
I love the episode with Michael Jackson where he becomes a little girl.
Oh, yeah, that one's funny too.
Oh, I was thinking it was a different
isn't
one. Michael
not
Jackson.
Even in Disney Plus, the Michael Jackson episode of The Simpsons?
I think it's not on there.
Season 3, episode 1, and it's not there.
Yeah, they took it out.
For Lisa's birthday.
But you know what?
Why?
I have it on DVD.
So do I.
Yeah.
Sick,
dude. I grew up watching that episode.
I love that episode. That's like
so good.
Top 5 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it not on Disney Plus anymore?
Michael Jackson controversy.
Yeah.
What controversy?
The whole, like, Wonderland shit and him sleeping kids, all that shit.
Even though he's never been convicted.
Even though his bars on the Drake song are really good.
Even though he's Michael Jackson.
Do you know what's weird to think about?
Like, he's dead.
I was alive when Michael Jackson was alive.
I know. I remember when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 08?
That's
09.
What I thought.
09? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think of him as like he was alive in the early 2000s, but he was.
I remember seeing
he was
that
young.
He was dead. Yeah, I
didn't
like
the news.
Yeah, I remember seeing he was dead, yeah. I remember being told he was dead.
Wasn't he like in his late 60s or something?
I'm pretty sure he was younger than that.
Yeah, dude.
Or 50s?
If that.
I think it was
late 50s?
Let's find out.
I'm pretty sure it was like late 50s or early
60s.
Maybe our age is showing. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we're completely
old. Our age is showing. We're not old.
I'm only 18.
This guy, dude.
He was 50 at death.
He was 50?
Damn.
He was born in 58? See, that's why it feels so weird that he was alive when I was alive.
He was born in 1958.
Yeah,
because that makes sense.
That dude would be an old motherfucker right now.
How old would he be?
72? No. Don't ask about that.
Let's see. Died in 09, right?
He'd be like 64.
14 years ago.
He'd be old as Tom Cruise.
Is that French?
Tom Cruise is that?
He'd be 64.
Ain't no way Tom Cruise is that old doing all this shit he's doing.
Yeah, how old is Tom Cruise? He's like in his 50s. He's definitely in his 50s.
60!
Tom? 60. He's older than Michael Jackson?
No, he was born in 62.
Oh.
He's 4 years younger than Michael Jackson would have been right now. Yeah. So.
Damn, brother, 60.
Go
How's
Tom
he doing all the shit he's doing these days?
Bro looks great for 60.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You know who else looks good? Brad Pitt looks great for 59.
He does.
He looks so sigma.
59! Oh, man,
he's
has
aging like wine, brother.
Yeah, dude, like fine wine.
Bro has lived
like
a lifetime.
He's literally alive, dude. That's crazy. Oh my god, he's alive.
Tom Hanks has been alive.
Daddy Pitt.
Daddy Pitt? Who's that?
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Brother's old.
Yeah, well,
World War Z guy.
Yeah. World War Z video game featuring Brad Pitt.
Oh, can't say I played that.
Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Bullet Train.
And Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards.
Yes.
I saw some good movies.
Bullet Train is so good. My dad didn't really like it. He didn't think the luck thing was cool. And I'm like, that was the coolest thing about the movie.
You know, you literally said that on another episode.
Guys, it worked.
I think we need to go back and quote this. I'm pretty sure I just heard you word for word exactly the same.
Guys, I'm retarded.
Oh, we're going to cancel now, dude.
Yeah, you said the R word.
Oh, fart.
Like, players are getting canceled for saying no homo. You're fucked.
Good thing I'm not a
Your electrician career is over.
My electrician career is over.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're
Jake! Come on, dude. Don't. Dude.
You're no longer a contract.
The warehouse guy, he's going to come and be like, yeah,
his name's Jake.
Did you say Jake?
That's his name, yeah.
Jake's
Would he have the last name Shumway, perhaps?
No.
Every time I hear Shumway, I just think the wrong way, the evil way. I hate that Shumway.
Let's go, guys. The Shumway.
Isn't he your uncle? What if you see him at like a family gathering?
No, he's not. He's not my uncle.
Oh.
He's one of the guys that works. He was the guy that was like teaching me, Caden and Logan how to knock and shit.
But he was a very horrible teacher.
Yeah, and he made very poor decisions to make us do very poor
things. Bro was so thick. Like, he was so, just like...
Swole,
and he had fucking tight-ass shirts, and he wore sweats during, like, 115-degree weather. Like, he just built different.
Yeah, dude. And he's like, yeah, it's not even fucking hot out here, man. Wearing sweats out there at, like, 115, 120 degrees in Phoenix.
Arizonians, am I right?
Some people are crazy. Can't say he wasn't succeeding, though. Brother's rich as hell.
Has a fucking Tesla.
He's got a lot.
Yep. Good for him, but... Solar summer sales gets two middle fingers from me.
Phoenix Arc?
I'm starving.
I was going to say, we can wrap it up. We've hit our mark, guys. I'd say, if you guys enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Like, comment, subscribe, do whatever you want to do.
Really quick. Okay. I have decided to take everything that Caden has. I mean, I've decided to take every video and photo Caden has from Phoenix, and every photo and video Logan has from Phoenix, and everything I have, put them together in a little compilation video, and I want to put it on the channel, like our little camping video, because I think it's time that you guys get to see truly what the Phoenix
Arc really was like. I'll watch that video too. I have still not seen that.
So, I gotta get Logan stuff. He's already sent me all this shit, and then I'm gonna compile a video, and hopefully we'll see it in the next week or two.
So, look forward to that, guys.
The true Phoenix Arc.
Yep. It's getting animated.
It's getting animated.
Phoenix Arc is getting animated, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you later. Jerry and the camera.